So while we're getting ready, coming out of the rain, I'd like to read the prayer list. Prayers for a happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans who have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Geshe Sopa Rinpoche, Venerable Lobsang Cherki, Dr. Diane Kalson, Andy Chauvin, Sally Comer, Ray Allen DeMarcy, James Foley, Wendy Johnson, Shyamali Mitra, Stephen Sotloff, Robin Williams, Grissimi the Cat, Scooter the Dog, Job Search, Roseanne Barona, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Michelle Matich, Alex Schwartz, Greg Weaver, Sandy Wimpish. Prayers for health and well-being. Kyabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Cherki Lamo, Venerable Losang Tsering. Oh, this is, she's okay. All those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Bill Alford, Russell Allen, Ahmed Alkaser, Lisa Baranski, Jim Barnes, Luz Barona, Narcisse Barona Sr., Roseanne Barona, Bob and Rochelle, Kitty Burke, Willa Cherrett, Diana Dietzer Chusano and her children, Anna Clark, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Suzanne Diamandopoulos, Diane Foreman and son Brad Wolf. Oh, right. Okay, RG, GG, and AC. I'm sorry, it's not on that list. Oh, Jimmy Gooch and family, Mildred Gooch, Tracy Haas Thompson, Kathy Hayashi, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Nick Jablin's family, Wendy Johnson, Kenny Jackson, Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Jessica Kasanoff, and the Pristop family, Nina Kowalski, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Mary Lojek, Danny Love, RM, Judy Martin and Andrea Martin, Tom McGinnity, Scotty McLean, Catherine Meyer, Sarah Miller, Colleen Mitchell, family of Shyamali Mitra, Evan Merlin family, William Oliver, Jay Pandya, Cindy Parrish, Anna Papardin and many cousins throughout the Ukraine, Ken Roman, Eileen Rubin and family, Ariana Scott, Rosemary Cease, Sarai, Basil Shoot, Nancy Sorbit, Freddie Todd, Lobsang Topten, Brady Ware, Dion Washington, Jessica Whitmore, Olivia Wilson, Shay Wokowicki, Dorje and Kadro the Pigs. Thank you very much. Okay, so if you'll take out the white prayer book and turn to the first base sheet at the bottom. So right, yeah, the prayer book right there. That's it. And turn to the first base sheet at the bottom. You'll see Refuge and Bodhicitta Prayer. So let's just chant that. Sangye chedansa kichonam la janchu badu dani kapsu chi dagi chen yengi petsa nam gi do la penche sangye du pa shok. Sangye chedansa kichonam la janchu badu dani kapsu chi dagi chen yengi petsa nam gi do la penche sangye du pa shok. Sangye che danso ki cho nam la, chan chu ba du da ni kyap su chi, ta gi chen yen gi pe se nam gi, do la pen che sangye tu pa sho. Okay, oh, and now let's say the four measurables, sort of at the top of that same sheet. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Okay, and then flip to the back side of the same sheet. And at the top you see seven limb prayer. So let's say that in English. Reverently, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. Okay, and so now on the pink sheet, on the bottom, it says, praise and request to Lama Tsongkhapa. So let's chant that three times. Mi me tse we te chen chen le zik tri me Kempe Wampo Jampe Yang Gan Chen Kepe Tsu Gen Tsong Kapa Lo Sandra Pe Shab La So Mi me te we te chen chen re si tri me kem pe wang po jam pe ya kan chen ke pe tu Gen Tsong Kapa Lo Sang Dra Pe Shab La So Wa De Mi Me Te We Te Chen Chen Re Sik Kempe Wampo Jampe Yam Ganchen Kepe Tsu Ken Tsong Kapa Lo Sang Jape Shab La So Thank you, everyone, for coming on this very wet and chilly evening. So, I'd like to just reread the benefits of this practice of reviewing the Lama Rim outline. Lama Zompa Rinpoche states, I regard as the most important thing in the world anybody who dedicates his or her life to achieving Lama Rim realizations with the goal to liberate numberless beings from the oceans of samsaric suffering and bring them to enlightenment. Keep the mind in Lama Rim, guru devotion, renunciation of samsara, and bodhicitta. These things help you to not commit negative karma again. Every day, meditate on the Lama Rim and keep it in your mind, even during break times from sitting meditation. And again, Geshe-la said this. Reciting the Lama Rim outline is superior to saying millions of mantras, to having clairvoyance or seeing deities. Review meditations leave imprints of the Lama Rim on your mind stream like footprints in the sand. Make many footprints in the sand. This is how you increase the chance to meet Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings in your next life. The footprints will stay a long time, whether the footprint is good or bad. And so I'm going to start reading the Lama Rim meditation for today. And the topic is mindfulness of death. So if you've never meditated before, the important thing is to keep your back straight and try to relax your body, the tension in your neck, your shoulders, whatever. And you can put your hands on your knees or right hand on left with thumb stretching. And sort of bring your focus to your breath. You can focus either on the cool air going out of your nostrils as you going in, as you inhale, and the warm air going out of your nostrils as you exhale. Or you can focus on your abdomen going up and down. And your eyes are slightly open, a couple feet in front of you, unfocused. If you hear sounds, if you hear, if thoughts, emotions arise, if you think of agenda items, then just note them and let them go, like bubbles. And bring your focus back to your breath. And now I'd like to read a motivation for reading the Lama Rim outline. By reviewing each word of this Lama Rim outline, may I and all sentient beings realize the whole path to enlightenment. May each word of this Lama Rim outline subdue our minds immediately. May the whole path to enlightenment be generated in the minds of all sentient beings. Training the mind in the stages of path shared with persons of small capacity has three parts. the actual training of thought for a person of small capacity. The measure of the attitude of a person of small capacity. Clearing up misconceptions concerning the attitude of a person of small capacity. The actual training of thought for a person of small capacity has two parts. Developing a state of mind that strives diligently for the sake of future lives, relying on the means for achieving happiness in the next life. Developing a state of mind that strives diligently for the sake of future lives has two parts. Mindfulness of death, the contemplation that you will not remain long in this world. Contemplating what will occur in your future life, the happiness or suffering of the two types of beings. Mindfulness of death, the contemplation that you will not remain long in this world, has four parts. The faults of not cultivating mindfulness of death. The benefits of cultivating mindfulness of death. The kind of mindfulness of death you should develop. How to cultivate mindfulness of death. How to cultivate mindfulness of death has three parts. The contemplation that death is certain. The contemplation that the time of death is uncertain. The contemplation that at the time of death, nothing helps except spiritual practice. The contemplation that death is certain has three parts. The contemplation that the Lord of Death will definitely come and therefore cannot be avoided. The contemplation that our lifetime cannot be extended and constantly diminishes. The contemplation of the certainty of death, such that even while you are alive, there is little time for spiritual practice. The contemplation that the time of death is uncertain has three parts. The contemplation that the lifespan in this world is uncertain. The contemplation that the causes of death are very many and the causes of life few. The contemplation that the time of death is uncertain because the body is very fragile. The contemplation that at the time of death, nothing helps except spiritual practice has three parts. Your body will not help. Resources will not help. Friends will not help. Meditation 1 from Shantideva's A Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, Chapter 2, verses 33-47. The untrustworthy Lord of Death waits not for things to be done or undone. Whether I am sick or healthy, this fleeting lifespan is unstable. Leaving all, I must depart alone. Yet, through not having understood this, I committed various kinds of wrongdoing for the sake of my friends and foes. My foes will become nothing. My friends will become nothing. I too will become nothing. Likewise, all will become nothing. Just like a dream experience, whatever things I enjoy will become a memory. Whatever has passed will not be seen again. Even within this brief life, many friends and foes have passed. But whatever unbearable wrongdoing I committed for them remains ahead of me. Thereby, through not having realized that I shall suddenly vanish, I committed so much wrong out of ignorance, lust, and hate. Remaining neither day nor night, life is always slipping by and never getting any longer. Why would death not come to one like me? While I am lying in bed, although surrounded by my friends and relatives, the feeling of life being severed will be experienced by me alone. When seized by the messengers of death, what benefit will friends and relatives afford? My merit alone shall protect me then. But upon that I have never relied. O protectors, I so unconcerned, unaware of such terror as this, accumulated a great deal of negative action for the sake of this transient life. Petrified is a person today being led to a torture chamber. With a dry mouth and dreadful sunken eyes, his entire appearance is transfigured. What need to mention the tremendous despair when stricken with disease of great panic, being clasped by the physical forms of the frightful messengers of death? Therefore, I now seek refuge in the Buddhas who protect the world, who strive to shelter all that lives, and with great strength eradicate all fear. Meditation 2. Mindfulness of Death, From the Door to Satisfaction, by Lama Zongpa Rinpoche. Look at everything, self, action, object, friend, enemy, stranger. Those who are the objects of your attachment, anger, and ignorance, with the awareness of the reality. All these are transitory and can cease at any time. Not only do these phenomena change within each second due to causes and conditions, but they can cease at any time. Death can happen at any moment. Your possessions also deteriorate, and not only do they change within each second, but they can also be separated from you at any time. Therefore, there is no reason at all to allow discriminating thoughts of attachment, anger, or ignorance to arise in relation to these objects. Be aware that these things are transitory in nature and not permanent. If one does not remember death, one does not remember Dharma. And even if one remembers Dharma, if one does not remember impermanence and death, one does not practice Dharma. Even though you may accept that you can die at any time, in your daily life, you tend to think that you are not going to die soon, not this year, not this week, not today, not now. Because of this, you postpone your practice of Dharma. If you don't think about impermanence and death, you don't practice Dharma, which means protecting karma by abandoning non-virtue and practicing virtue. You constantly create negative karma instead. But if you remember impermanence and death, you lead a highly meaningful life. You are able to practice the paths of three levels of capability and achieve the three great purposes: always increasing happiness, liberation, and enlightenment. The certainty of death. No medicine can stop death, and there is no place where we don't experience death. No matter how powerful our body is, our life shortens without any break. Each time we recite the mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, and move a bead on our mala, our life is closer to death with each mantra we finish. When we leave here to go home, each step we take brings us closer to death. When we arrive home, that much of our life is finished. Each time we breathe in and out, our life is nearer and nearer to death. And once a part of our life is over, we can't bring it back or change it. Once our life has passed, whether it has been meaningful or wasted, it has gone forever. You can't fix up any part of your life that has passed. All you can do is work on the present and the future. By making your present life more meaningful, you can fix up the future. You can make a better future. Meditate on your death now. Think of your body in a coffin being taken from your home to the cemetery, being buried there under the ground. Or meditate on your body in a coffin about to be cremated. Only your possessions are left. Think about this. When When death happens, even though the body completely disintegrates, the consciousness continues from life to life. Think about karma and rebirth. Whether you will have a good or bad rebirth depends on whether your karma is good or bad. You are going to die today. So, what are you going to do with your life? Just thinking that you are going to die today is not sufficient. The thought should persuade you to practice Dharma and not waste your life. What are you going to do? Whether you live another hour or another 100 years, what are you going to do with your life? Okay, so we can again break into couple of small groups, and here's some suggestions of what you could discuss in your group. Understanding that death is certain, can happen at any moment. What are you going to do with your life? Why is it important to meditate on death every day? And the contemplation that at the time of death, nothing helps except spiritual practice. So those are some suggestions. So if you just get in groups, and it'll be about, I'll ring the bell in about 25 minutes, and then we'll close. Oh, I think it'd be great. Well, you know, it's not just like at the moment of death, you know, all the things that you've been done. Well, we can get into our groups. Okay, so if you'll get a little booklet and go to page 17, let's read The Foundation of All Good Qualities. And Lama Zopa Rinpoche writes about it. Reciting a Lam Rim prayer every day is a fundamental daily practice that renders each day of your life most meaningful. When you recite a Lam Rim prayer mindfully from beginning to end, your recitation becomes a direct meditation on the entire path to enlightenment and leaves imprints or seeds of the realizations of the path on your mental continuum. With each recitation, you draw closer to enlightenment and therefore closer to enlightening all sentient beings, which is the main goal of your life, the purpose of being alive. This is the unbelievable benefit of doing direct meditation on the Lam Rim every day of your life. So this is what we can do. So what are we going to do? We are going to recite a Lam Rim prayer to benefit all beings. Okay, so The Foundation of All Good Qualities by Lama Tsongkhapa. The foundation of all good qualities is the kind and perfect pure guru. Correct devotion to him is the root of the path. By clearly seeing this and applying great effort, please bless me to rely upon him with great respect. Understanding that the precious freedom of this rebirth is found only once is greatly meaningful and is difficult to find again. Please bless me to generate the mind that unceasingly day and night takes its essence. This life is as impermanent as a water bubble. Remember how quickly it decays and death comes. After death, just like a shadow follows the body, the results of black and white karma follow. Finding firm and definite conviction in this, please bless me always to be careful, to abandon even the slightest negativities and accomplish all virtuous deeds. Seeking samsaric pleasures is the door to all suffering. They are uncertain and cannot be relied upon. Recognizing these shortcomings, please bless me to generate the strong wish for the bliss of liberation. Led by this pure thought, mindfulness, alertness, and great caution arise. The root of the teachings is keeping the pratimoksha vows. Please bless me to accomplish this essential practice. Just as I have fallen into the sea of samsara, so have all mother migratory beings. Please bless me to see this, train in supreme bodhicitta, and bear the responsibility of freeing migratory beings. Even if I develop only bodhicitta, but I don't practice the three types of morality, I will not achieve enlightenment. With my clear recognition of this, please bless me to practice the bodhisattva vows with great energy. Once I have pacified distractions to wrong objects and correctly analyzed the meaning of reality, please bless me to generate quickly within my mind stream the unified path of calm abiding and special insight. Having become a pure vessel by training in the general path, please bless me to enter the holy gateway of the fortunate ones, the supreme Vajra vehicle. At that time, the basis of accomplishing the two attainments is keeping pure vows in samaya. As I have become firmly convinced of this, please bless me to practice vows and pledges like my life. Then, having realized the importance of the two stages, the essence of the Vajrayana, by practicing with great energy, never giving up the four sessions, please bless me to realize the teachings of the Holy Guru. Like that, may the gurus who show the noble path and the spiritual friends who practice it have long lives. Please bless me to pacify completely all outer and inner hindrances. In all my lives, never separated from perfect gurus, may I enjoy the magnificent Dharma. By completing the qualities of the stages and path, may I quickly attain the state of Vajradhara. So let's read the Shanti Deva's dedication prayer in the White Prayer Book. It's on the first pink sheet. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.